for now, you're not going to believe who was here. It's amazing. My first time meeting Brandon Strock. And Brandon is the founder of the Walk Away campaign. He is an actor and hairstylist from New York City and a former liberal Democrat who voted for Hillary Clinton. Cross on you, man.
Yes, I know.
And Brandon has a great announcement to make about something that happened right here in L.A. this coming Wednesday night. We're going to tell you about that. Thank you for coming in, man.
Thank you so much for having me. I've wanted to meet you for a long time.
Same here.
Thanks.
It's amazing how it just came together like that.
Yes.
I love that.
Yeah.
You at one time were a Democrat,
mm-hmm.
right?
A long time.
How did you become a Democrat?
Well, I say that I kind of became a Democrat by default because I'm a gay man, and I think that if you're a minority in America, the Democratic Party does an amazing job of marketing themselves towards minority groups.
Yes.
And I was kind of a defensive voter, I think, too. You know, going into the booth and voting, you know, for defensively, you know, thinking that my rights were going to be taken away, thinking that, you know, I had to vote to stop Republicans from trying to do harm.
Yeah.
And it took the election of Donald Trump, I think, to make so many things clear, bring so many things into focus. And that's what happened for me. You're right. I voted for Hillary. And it wasn't until Donald Trump got elected that I began to see so clearly what the liberal media does, especially to minorities, I think.
Yeah.
You know,
what caught you attention? What caused you to see what they are doing, the liberal media, the Democratic Party, and all those people? What caused you to see that?
You know, it was a collection of things, but the real eye-opening moment for me was about 2 months after the election. It was somewhere in mid to late January. Because, you know, after the election, I was going on social media constantly posting, like, how could you vote for this man? Because I grew up in Nebraska, rural Nebraska. So I knew that a lot of my Facebook friends from, you know, grade school, high school, were people who probably voted for him because they were Midwesterners.
Right.
You know? And so I was legitimately trying to understand. I mean, like most liberals, I was also horrified and outraged and angry. And, you know, but the one difference between me and a lot of liberals, and I think this is part of the reason I was able to get out alive, is I legitimately wanted to understand, and I legitimately wanted to not be angry and scared, you know. So I was trying to figure it out. And in mid to late January, I went on Facebook and I posted, you know, I'll never be able to understand how you could vote for this man who stood before a cheering crowd and mocked a reporter's disability. Like, what is wrong with you guys? And finally, someone reached out to me, this woman who used to babysit me when I was a kid. And she reached out to me on private message and just said, listen, I'm not trying to like start anything with you. I just want to know, have you seen this? And it was a YouTube video entitled Debunking That Trump Mocked the Disabled Reporter.
Right.
I saw just the title and I was like outraged. You know, I was just like, oh, more right wing propaganda, more, you know. And then I got excited, exhilarated. I was like, I can't wait to watch this so I can tell her how stupid she is for falling for this. And I watched it, and it's this like very compelling piece of footage, a compilation of Donald Trump doing that same voice and that same gesture that he did that day when he mocked the disabled reporter.
Right.
But it was just this thing, you know, it's this thing he does when he's imitating someone who's caught in a lie or doing something shady, you know. And it became very clear that he wasn't mocking that reporter's disability. Yes, the reporter was disabled, but he was making fun of the fact that this guy was caught in a lie.
That's right.
And I was like, oh my God. I was, you know, it was mind blowing to me because I was like, why would CNN lie to me? They've never lied to me before. You know, what's going on?
Amazing.
Yeah, it was amazing. And but it's kind of sent me on this journey of research to try to understand why they did that. And the more I researched, the more I saw they do this all the time.
Yes.
They do it all the time.
Absolutely, man.
Yeah.
They have done it to the blacks for the last, not all, but most, for the last 70 years. I grew up on a plantation in Alabama under the Jim Crow laws. And black people thought for themselves. Most of them were Republicans when I was growing up. Yeah. They didn't have leaders. They knew the truth for themselves without someone else telling them, right?
Right.
But that all changed during the civil rights movement, the Democrats taking over the mind. And they have been deceiving the blacks and just deceiving them. The media lied to them. But they won't examine it the way you did. They won't take a minute to look just to see.
Right.
Because if they ever take the moment just to look and see, then they'll wake up. And that's what we're trying to do.
Well, and I think, unfortunately, it's just going to get worse, yes. at least for the time being, because we hear it already going into 2020. It's quite clear what yeah. the strategy is going to be. White supremacy.
Right.
That is going to be the boogeyman yeah. that they are like running on, like vote Democrat unless you want to live in a white supremacist nation,
yeah.
you know, run by, Nazis or whatever.
Right.
And it's terrible because I think that they're on the brink of igniting a legitimate race war that could
That's what they want.
Yeah.
That's exactly what they want. I was talking about the young white 19-year-old male that was accused of shooting up the synagogue down in San Diego. I understand that young white men and women are angry now because white people are accused of everything.
Yeah.
Anything that goes wrong, it's the white people. It's racism.
Right.
And white young men and women who are working hard to get into some of the best schools or the best jobs are being held back to let people in because of their color or because they feel like victims. And so after a while, you just feel like, you know what? Hell with it. The world is against me. And then they become angry, and then they start listening to other angry white people.
Right.
And then young people carry out these acts. And the first thing that's going to happen is that these people, these race hustlers who accuse white people and blame them for everything, going to say, see, I told you it was white supremacy.
Right.
Or whatever they call it, right?
Right.
And the white people walking right into a trap. And I want them to see they're walking into a trap.
Well, absolutely. And it's funny, too. I live in New York City. And so if you watch the news in very liberal, well, pretty much anywhere. But I mean, I think the more liberal the city, the worse it actually is.
Yes.
When I watch the local news in New York, when they talk about crimes and stuff now, they won't, if it's anybody who isn't Caucasian,
yes.
they will not talk about
they
their
won't
race.
Say it.
No, but it's so funny. I was watching one, it's actually not funny, but I was watching one recently, and this guy committed a crime, and he was a black guy. And when they were describing him, I mean, I was literally laughing out loud. They're like, this man with brown eyes and, you know,
yes.
dark hair and brown eyes and stuff. I'm like, are you kidding me? But it's funny to see where they draw the line, because there was another incident that took place a while back in New York City that involved a black guy who was wearing a Make America Great Again hat in yeah. the subway, and he got into a fight with a couple of other people, all of which happened to be non-Caucasian people. So, of course, they were trying to figure out, how do we not mention their race, because we can't mention their race. But then they said, this man seen here wearing the Make America Great Again hat, you know, and
yes.
so demonizing him for wearing the hat.
Absolutely.
But not being willing to acknowledge his race. You know,
you are so right, man. There was a man who ran into a mob of people last week. He drove into them, and they say he got out of his car thanking Jesus, like, thank you, Jesus, thank
right.
you, Jesus. And they never mentioned his color. I heard the reports on the news, on TV about it, right? But they never mentioned the color. So when I met with my producer, Daniel, he had the story, and he was telling me about the story, and I said, is he black? I said, he must be black, because they never said white.
Right. And they would say white if he was.
And lo and behold, he was black.
Yeah. Oh, shock.
Yeah.
Shock.
I want to know, what did your friends think of you? How are they treating you now that you are walking away from the Democratic Party? How
well,
are
I don't have friends
you?
Anymore. So.
Yeah, I understand.
No, I mean, it's honestly, it. That almost happened first, which was part of the reason, in a way, that I created the campaign in the first place. So I had this revelation in 2017 early on, and I spent the majority of 2017 kind of researching, asking questions, digging for what's going on.
Yes.
And the more I discovered, the more, I can't let things go. And I also can't keep things to myself.
Right.
So I wanted to like have conversations with people. And,
yeah.
and here's the other thing is, you know, like I was saying, I didn't want to be upset. Like I didn't want to be scared and afraid. So here I was thinking I was doing a good thing, going to like fellow liberals and being like, hey, I don't think things are as bad as they seem.
I know what you mean.
And they didn't want to hear it.
Yes.
They're like, what are you doing? What are you doing? Why are you, what? So you love Trump now? And I'm like, which, by the way, I do love Trump now.
Yes.
But at the time,
the great
I didn't
white
even love
hope.
Yes. But at the time, I didn't even love Trump. I was literally just like asking questions. And when I started asking these questions or bringing up these conversations, I started getting attacked. And some people would just cut me off on social media. Like I'd go, I'd be like, oh, I wonder how so-and-so's doing. Oh, they unfriended me.
Yeah.
And then there were the people who were more aggressive about it. And they would, you know, kind of malign me on social
yes.
media before they cut me off.
Yeah.
Some people sent me text messages and said, look, I'm just not really comfortable with you anymore. And I don't want to hang out. I don't want to, you
wow.
know, I stopped getting invited to parties.
I totally understand it, man.
Yeah. I mean, there was a guy who... a friend in New York City who had me over to his house for almost every holiday for the last like 10 years, Christmas, Thanksgiving, Halloween. And he just wrote to me just a couple of weeks ago and said, look, this has been weighing on me for a while now. I've been wanting to tell you this, but he was like, I need you to know I can't be friends with you anymore. I'm not comfortable with you and your values and whatever. And I'm like, what values are you uncomfortable with? Unity? Is that lower taxes?
Right.
What are you objecting to here?
Yeah. Amazing. Yeah. When I first started out 29 years ago, same thing happened to me. I started Bond, and then I started a radio show in a Christian, over Inglewood, California. It's a Christian radio show. And the only thing I'm going to tell black people is not the white folks. It's not racism. It's the destruction of the family. You've been lied to by your so-called black leaders. They're using you to wake up and start thinking for yourself. And I thought they were going to be happy to hear it. Let's just talk about it, right? And so the phone started lighting up, and I went to the phone all excited because I was new at it.
Yeah, I've really done something good here.
Right.
Yeah,
yeah. They were calling me the N-word and Uncle Tom and sellout. They were threatening me. And
yeah.
They wanted to blow up the tower. They scared the white man to death.
Yeah.
It was a white guy on the station. And this guy really liked me. He loved the truth that I was speaking. He tried to keep me there, but he had to let me go.
No.
So, because they were going to kill his wife, they said.
Oh,
they were going to blow up the radio station.
That's horrible.
It was horrible, man. And these are like people that in my community, the Christian churches and the pastors and everybody. They didn't like the truth.
You know, gay people are exactly the same. Exactly the same. And what I think it is that victimhood is like an addiction.
Yes.
It becomes your identity. You crave it. You exist in it. You whatever. And the very notion of someone taking your victimhood away, it's like taking your cocaine away.
Yes.
Don't take it, you know, and then they react.
I know.
You know?
It's amazing,
man.
It's
primal.
Even family members who act like they love me when I was growing up, right?
Yeah.
They now hate me.
Yeah.
They won't invite me to dinner. If I go to visit, they treat me like I'm dirt.
Right.
Like the great white hope walked in the room or something, you know?
Well, and then there's the ones, too. I also have that with family and some remaining friends. But then there's the ones, too, who, in a way, it's almost like they virtue signal to you, like what evolved people. There's always a disclaimer. I don't approve of anything you believe in,
right?
But you know, I can still talk to you. I can still talk to you. Oh, good for you.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm concerned if I'm wrong. You can definitely disagree with me, but
sure.
I'm concerned that white people, especially white young men and young women, are starting to take on the same victimhood mentality, and they'll start instead of dealing with life and overcoming. And if they lose their job, fight to get your job back. You have a right in America. Speak up. You have a right to disagree. Don't worry about the name calling. I'm hearing a lot of them now acting like victims. They're blaming, and President Trump support Israel. Now they're saying, this young man said in the manifesto, I haven't read it, but they say he said that the one of the reasons he did it because the president doesn't love white people. And so I'm concerned that some white people are starting to act like victims as well. They're going down the same path that blacks have gone down. Is that possible? Do you see that happening? Am I wrong about it?
Well, I don't think you're necessarily right. I mean, I think there are two examples of what you're describing. I think that there are the people who are probably more on the extreme fringe right, who kind of being white is their identity.
Yes.
Which I think is a little weird.
It is. It's totally weird.
It's weird.
That's
and it's
right.
too extreme. Just like any other race, you know,
that's
like
right.
That being your identity, I think is weird.
It's not about being white or black. It's about being right.
Right.
You know, standing up for what is right.
Right. I mean, I look around at what's happening in the world today. I see, you know, Jussie Smollett and how people can just get away with maligning white people, which the reverse is obviously not true. However, like, you know, I see that that's a factor, but it doesn't force me into my white identity more and be like me versus them. You know, I just see that we collectively have a problem here that we need to look
deal
at and
with. Deal with
that we
it.
Need to deal
Don't
with.
Don't hate, but deal with it.
But the second thing, the second group, and this is something that I want to try to understand more, and I don't currently understand it, is that there is this weird epidemic, I believe, of white men. I don't know if they've lost what they feel like is their role in society, I've seen this happen in my own family, and I hear it a lot from a lot of women that I talk to able-bodied, able-minded men who are sitting home all day playing video games, don't want to go to work, don't feel like they have it, like, and it's bizarre. I mean, and I'm hearing about this all the time from a lot of women who are like, one day my husband just stopped working and he hasn't worked in 7 years and he just sits in his room playing video games. And
well,
it's
one thing, there is, the reality is white people hate it. They're the most hated group of people, men and women, on this side of heaven right now.
I agree.
And you have all these illegal aliens and refugees and others who are moving into white countries, and they are attacking white people rather than showing love and appreciation for the opportunity.
Yeah.
They're accusing whites of being racist. If white people disagree, you know, they're under attack. So that is happening, but what is causing them to stay home and not move out? First of all, they don't have strong enough parents to guide them in the right way. The fathers are not teaching them to be independent and how to be a man. But they are becoming angry, so they feel helpless out there. In that anger, they are giving up.
Right.
Because when you become angry, it weakens you. It doesn't give you strength to deal with stuff. And so a lot of white men, and especially white men, are just feeling angry now, so they're giving up.
Yeah, I think that's exactly on target. And I think that in a way, it's almost like liberalism did to women,
yes.
I think 20, 30, or
absolutely.
Lord, how many other years ago. But, you know, liberalism told women that there's something wrong with wanting to have a traditional gender role.
Yes.
If you, and listen, I'm not opposed to women in the workforce,
right.
Women having careers. Great. I think that's awesome. But there are a lot of women who will tell you, in their teenage years, my dream is to have a family.
That's right.
My dream is
absolutely.
To be a good house. And
to be a wife,
liberalism
and a
tells
mother,
those women there's something
home.
Wrong with that.
Absolutely, man.
And now liberalism is telling men that there's something wrong with wanting to be strong leaders.
That's
or
right.
There's something wrong with wanting to take care of your family. And you know,
they're
and so
always
they're like,
attacking masculinity.
Yes.
It's hated nowadays. Mm-hmm. We run out of time. Tell the folks about this event that's coming up, Wednesday. Thank you for inviting me.
I was just going
to
say thanks for being
it.
A part of it.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Sure.
Tell them about it, how they can get involved, or where they can go. And all
absolutely.
That stuff.
So one of the things we want to do with the Walkaway campaign is kind of combat what the Democratic Party does, which is target minority groups.
Yes.
So we want to go and talk to these different groups where they are. So we're doing these town hall style series of events all across the country. We do them for the LGBT community. We're doing them for the Black community. We'll be doing them in the future for the Jewish community, Hispanic
right.
community, etc. So here in Los Angeles, this Wednesday, the 1st of May, we're doing the Los Angeles Black Americans Town Hall. What it is we've rented out a movie theater at the Regal LA Live Cinema.
Right.
People can come entirely for free. We're going to do a 35-minute screening of our documentary film, which is made of the testimonials of Black Americans walking away from the Democratic Party.
Right.
And afterwards, we're going to have a panel discussion. You're going to be on the panel, as
yes.
well as some other great actor Isaiah Washington, a number of other people. And rather than doing kind of like a rally style where we're talking at the audience, we encourage dialogue.
That's right.
If you're a Democrat, come to this event. We want to hear from you, and I want to have a discussion. This event is free. People can go to walkawaycampaign.com, click on events, register for your free tickets, and I want to see everybody there, including liberals and Democrats.
That's
please
right.
come out.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody. Walkaway.com.
Walkawaycampaign.com.
Campaign. Walkawaycampaign.com.
Yes, sir.
I am so glad that you're helping, especially all people, especially yeah. Black people, get away from the Democratic Party.
Right.
They have not done anything good for Black people at all in years.
Yes.
And we have been trying to wake them up.
Well, this is something, you know, for everybody. And it's one of the things I want to show people, too, is that you don't have to be Black to talk to Black people.
That's
you don't
right.
have to be Hispanic to talk to Hispanic people.
That's
you know,
right.
we're all in this together.
Yes. One quick question. How did you find out about me? How did you hear about me?
When I was being red-pilled, like I said, in 2017, after I started doing that journey of research, you know, I fell into a lot of rabbit holes watching conservative speakers on YouTube, and you came up many times, and I just think that you're such a brilliant, strong voice. I love the video where you're speaking to that woman, that's a Black woman, about white privilege.
Oh, yeah.
And she starts out like, duh, it's everywhere. And by the end, you have her going like, I don't know what I'm talking about. So I think that you're a very strong, powerful voice. I love your message and couldn't wait to meet you.
And so when you first heard it, you're like, wow, this is great.
You?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
I think you're
amazing.
Great.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I look forward to Wednesday night. Give information out again where the people should go to sign up.
Right. Okay. So the event is at the LA Regal Live Cinema, 7 p.m. It's a free event, and they can go to walkawaycampaign.com, click on events, and register for your free tickets there.
And are you on Twitter, too?
Yes. They can follow me on Twitter, at U.S. Minority, and that's on all social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, at U.S. Minority.
I can imagine you've met a lot of people traveling around the country.
Right? A lot.
Yeah. Amazing. Well, I really appreciate you coming in.
Thank you so much.
And I look forward to getting together on Wednesday
night.
And I want everybody and their mama to show up, folks.
Yes.
This is serious. It's going to be fun.
It is.
We're going to talk with each other. We're not going to be trying to put anyone down. We got to deal with this.
That's right.
Real serious. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Brenda, I really appreciate it. Uh-huh. Go to walkawaycampaign.com. All right?